This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Anthony today. Father Tom, he's still in Maine. He'll be back on Monday. I just want to let you know that today God has chosen you. Today God has destined you. Today God has new realms of His love and His grace, His power and His glory for you. That Jesus, He sees you and He knows you intimately. Jesus sees you if you are the only person in this earth. That God, He knows every hair on your head, every freckle on your face, because He put it there, every pain in your heart. And Jesus' will is to set you free, to make you fully alive, to give you the abundant life He promised you. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Jesus said, I have come to give you rest. Today, Jesus has a new life for you. Even if your life is going good, there is always more with Jesus. There is always deeper realms in the kingdom of God. With God, revelation is progressive. Every day we are created to grow closer to God. Every day we were created to grow more into the image of Jesus. I'm reading today from John 15. Jesus was talking about Him being the true vine and the Father is the vine dresser. But Jesus says, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Jesus doesn't say ask for a little thing. Jesus doesn't say ask for one or two things. Jesus says ask for whatever you wish if the word of God, if Jesus abides within you. But we ask according to God's will. We ask Jesus, we fuse our desires with you, your desires, so that we desire what you want for us. And as Jesus puts His plans for your life, His desires into your heart, you begin to ask and release those desires. From heaven, Jesus at the right hand of the Father, He begins to release those graces into your life. Ask whatever you want from Jesus and He will grant it to you if it's in the will of God. You see, when you receive Jesus, you receive the Father's inheritance. And you have a good Father, and it's God's good will to release blessings upon your life, to release good gifts. But God can only give you a blessing if it's good for your soul. He can't give you $1 million if you're not ready to receive it and it's going to take you away from God. He can't give you what you're not ready to receive. But Jesus, He gives us everything perfectly in God's perfect time. You know, we know what we want, but God knows what we need. You may know what you want today, but God knows exactly what you need. And you just surrender to Him. You just wake up and you say, Jesus, I give you today. Holy Spirit, I consecrate today to you. Let today be what you want it to be. And my number one goal for today is to draw closer to you. My number one day is for you to take me into your sacred heart, Jesus, and you to begin to burn out everything that's not of you, Lord, and implant all of heaven within me. Implant all of your love within me. Implant all of your glory within me. For Jesus, I love you and I see you. And I see you in everything. I see you in everyone. We want to love God in all of creation, you know. It's such a beautiful day today. The sun is out. There's a nice breeze. All the plants are flowering. You know, God made all the creation for man, but He made man for Himself. God made this world for you to walk in, to see God, to admire God's beauty in all of creation, to love God in creation. You know, all of creation we see is an outpouring of God's love. Because God blew creation out in 1 minute. And all of creation reflects a different attribute of God. The ocean represents God's power and His purity. The sun represents God's love and His warmth. And it's the Eucharist. When I see the sun, I see the Eucharist rising every day. You know, the birds, they're chirping, but they're participating. They're giving glory to God. They're singing the praises of God. So we want to partake in this divine union. Enter into God by being in God's divine will and just flowing with God. It's very important to know that God created everything in perfect order. So when we see all of creation, it's perfectly in God's order and God's divine will. You know, the sun rises in the morning, it sets at night. The birds, they fly south in the winter. When it gets cold, they come back in the summer. We plant in the spring, we harvest in the fall. Because everything is doing God's will perfectly. But as human beings, we have the option. What separates us from the world is God gave us a free will. And our human will was created to house the divine will of God. And when we say, Jesus, I fuse my will into your divine will, let me partake into your divine nature. We are no longer in rebellion or opposition with all the creation, with God. We come into a flow where there becomes an ease upon your life, where you are just flowing with all the creation, flowing with the Lord. God is releasing graces and gifts upon your life. The Spirit is flowing through you. When God created this world, Jesus, he sent down Jesus to reinstall the kingdom that Adam lost. Jesus came and he gave us what Adam lost. He installed the kingdom. But in the kingdom of God, things were never created to be hard. Things are supposed to be easy for you, easy for your life. That we don't fight our own battles, we give them to Jesus. Because when you give them to Jesus, you always have victory. Because nothing can defeat the Lord. Because on the cross, he said it was finished. And now you are the kingdom of God enforcers. But we say, Jesus, fuse us today into your divine will. I love you and all of creation because you created this earth for man to rule and have dominion over. But you created me for yourself. Isn't that so amazing? That God created you for himself. God created you out of love so that he could love you, so that he could fill you with his love, fill you with his grace, fill you with his glory, fill you with himself. And what do we need to do? We just need to get out of the way and we need to surrender. Before the broadcast, I say, Jesus, I have no ability to speak on my own. I have no gift of my own. But I know that in my weakness, you will give me strength. In my muteness, you will give me the words. So just put the words in my mouth. Lord, just put your life in my soul. You know, I was reading the Book of Heaven, and Jesus said after God created Adam, Adam's first words were something like, my Father, my Lord and my God, the author of my life. We need to know God as our Father, a good Father who we can trust, who will supply. Our God, who created us, who loves us, who has a plan for you, and the author of our life. Do you know in the book of Psalms, it says, the Bible says there's a book written about you in heaven with every good deed that you will ever do upon this earth. That God has, he has a destiny for you, and all you need to do is grow close to Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit so he can take you to the Father and activate you in your destiny. Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. When Jesus went to the right hand of the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit. And now that same Holy Spirit is living in you and it's guiding you. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. So if we really believe in the Word of God, the most essential thing we need is the Holy Spirit. It's really the only thing we need. Because the Holy Spirit will lead you into the truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He doesn't say if you pray for 6 hours, if you go for deliverance, if just know the truth. Know who you are in Christ. Know that Jesus has given you victory, that Jesus has it all for you, and all we need to do is surrender to him. That Jesus today wants to take you to the Father so the Father can release his grace and his love upon you. The game is rigged. That's the whole thing. The game is rigged. After Jesus came down, the game became rigged. You have victory, and you're walking into your victory. Today, Jesus has you exactly where you need to be to get to where you need to go. God sees our life backwards sometimes. He knows where he wants you to finish. And so he knows what he needs to take you through to get you to the finish line. And the finish line isn't a place in the world. A finish line has to do with your soul. Are you surrendered? Are you given over? Are you healed? Because in the end of the day, like when we have an outpouring of love for God, we can't help but doing the works of God, pouring out God. I was at Canopy Lake with the youth group yesterday, just waiting in line for the rides. And there was a young man, and he had like huge piercings and tattoos everywhere, but I saw on his hands he just had cuts. He was cutting himself. And you know, it's not like I just can't help. I can just feel the love of God because Jesus Christ lives in me. And I just go up to him and I just tell him how much he's loved, how much Jesus sees him, that Jesus has a plan for his life. And I just hug him and I love on him, and that's it. And then we go from glory to glory to the next person that you can feel the love of Jesus through. But that's not why we're going to heaven. We're going to heaven because Jesus on the cross, he saved me. He saved you. But now we let the Holy Spirit put that love within us so that we can have the heart of Jesus for other people. We can't release what we haven't received. And at first we need to let Jesus love you by surrendering to him. But then when that love becomes on your heart, there's an outpouring of the Spirit. You begin to live off the overflow. Jesus doesn't want you to be pouring out your cup on everyone else so that your cup is empty. He wants your cup to be filled so it is just flowing over upon everyone you come across, so that there's an ease, so that when someone encounters you, there's an atmosphere around you. And the atmosphere is love. Because when you have that atmosphere of love, it pulls in more love. It pulls in the people. It pulls in heaven. It attracts the angels. You know, I want to be friends with the angels. But the angels are attracted to people who have similar interests to them. And there's only one thing the angels are interested in. That is God and loving God. God in worshiping God, God in praising God, God in serving God. The angels have no double-mindedness, you know. When God commands an angel to go forth and do something on this earth, the angel just moves. The angel isn't thinking about himself. The angel isn't thinking about consequence. The angel doesn't count the cost. The angel just moves in the will of God, and he completes the task that God has for him. When it's all said and done, I want to say, God, I hope I completed the tasks that you had for me. Lord, I hope that I completed the plans you have for me. Lord, I hope that I loved as you loved. I hope that I see as you see. I hope that I feel as you feel. You know, there's a gift of the divine will. And it's many Catholic, you know, the divine mercy. And as the divine mercy came through St. Faustina, the other half of it is the divine will, which came through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And she lived off the Eucharist for 60 years, and Jesus would come to her and teach her about the interior life of heaven, that humans, you know, through the outpouring of the Spirit at this end times, we can be returned to the order of creation. When Adam fell in sin, you know, when Adam was created, there was no separation between God. The Father, actually, the whole Trinity was contained within him. The Father beat in Adam's heart, and he overtook his will, and the Father's love filled Adam. Jesus, he flowed in man's blood. He thought in his intellect, and Jesus' wisdom. was just flowing through man. And the Holy Spirit, we have a memory given by God, not to remember things of this world or the bad things that happen. Our memory is to contain God, to remember the good things and the wisdom of God. And the Holy Spirit is fused in the memory. The Holy Spirit breathes in our breathing. The Holy Spirit fills us with His love. So, Lord, right now, I pray that the light of the divine will washes over every person. That washes over every person. You know, look up the book of heaven today. Read about the divine will. It is a great, great grace that is coming back to man. That Jesus redeemed us from the cross. And we are saved. It's hallelujah. But there's more. Because we can be saved in Christ and go into heaven, but we can still be broken. We can still be fearful. We can still not have the abundant life that God created man to live. But God wants to return you back to being fully healed, to be fully alive. He doesn't want you to wait to heaven to receive the life of heaven. And the life of heaven begins with the interior life on the inside. You know, miracles happen. Jesus does mighty power, but the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of miracles is just an outpouring of what's going on within you. You know, we can only release what we receive. We can only give what we have. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the light of the divine will, God wants to return man back to the original order of creation, that we walk with God and we have divine union and divine intimacy with God. You know, the Trinity is one. So the Trinity is fused together. But what makes the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit one? They share in the same will. They have the same divine will. Jesus said, I came not to do my will, but the Father's will who sent me. It's like a three-leaf clover. They're all one but separate. And they all operate together. But the Father, He was in charge of creation. Jesus, He came down for redemption, so that we are redeemed and saved. But we're in the age of the Holy Spirit. In this age of the Holy Spirit, it's the age of sanctification. And the world is being sanctified right now. That's why all hell is breaking loose, because when you step on a snake's head, its tail is going everywhere. That's why all the darkness that was hidden over 2,000 years is coming to life right now. Because where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. The devil knows his time is short. The devil knows the kingdom of God is coming and it's here, closer than it's ever been for 2,000 years. You see, for 2,000 years, we have been praying the Our Father, the only prayer that Jesus gave us. And the Our Father prayer is, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. So the kingdom of heaven is coming closer and closer and closer. And as the kingdom of God and the light of God comes down, the darkness is getting driven out. The darkness is getting driven up and out. Every saint that has ever lived for 2,000 years wishes they could be on this earth in these times. They wish they could be where you are. Because right now, the power of God is being displayed and being poured out greater than ever before. Because revelation is progressive. And the best news for you is that when God created you in His wisdom, He decided not to put you on this earth 2,000 years ago. 4,000 before Christ, 1,500. He destined you and created you to be on this earth right now. Right now, because He created you to be a carrier of His glory, a miracle worker, someone who releases the kingdom of God and calls down the kingdom of God, someone who has such destiny upon their life that the devil's only objective is to keep you in a small place and not let you know who you are in Christ. Because when you know who you are in Christ, you have the victory. You become unstoppable. You know, When I came to Christ, all hell was opened over my life, and there was a battle. But God used that to let me understand the spiritual realm. And you know, God loves everyone the same, but he deals with us by how much revelation we have. The only reason we see some people operating in the power and the grace of God, I don't even believe it so much because they have these great gifts or they're doing miracles. They have a revelation of who they are in Christ. They have a revelation of God's love. They have a revelation of where they stand in the spirit and who they are and who is within them, that greater is in me that is in the world. They have a revelation on how to operate in the spirit because we are spiritual people. We understand that everything in the physical realm is controlled by what is going on in the unseen. And when I have a problem, I don't deal with the physical manifestation. I go into the spirit and I bind the demons that need to be bound. I loose the healing that needs to be loosed. I deal with it in the spirit. And then what happened in the spirit, it reflects in the physical later on, because everything we have going inside of us, it's a manifestation in the physical. If someone is sick, I deal with it in the spiritual realm, and then I let their bodies be healed as their soul and their spirit is healed. We want to have wisdom. We want to have eyes to see as God sees, ears to hear as God hears, a heart to love as God loves. And having wisdom is being able to see things as God sees. We want to be wise. And the beginning of wisdom starts with the fear of the Lord. So to be wise, we need to fear God. Not be afraid of God like servile fear, being afraid to offend God. You know, God doesn't want us to want to go to heaven because we're afraid of hell. God wants us to want to go to heaven because we love him so much that we want to be with him. It's not good to want to serve God because we're scared of consequence. I serve God because I know how much Jesus loved me, what he saved me from, that while I was a sinner, Jesus laid down his life for me and he died. And I would do anything for God. I would lay down my life for anyone, friend of enemy, because that's what Jesus did for me. And it's not because of any other reason, because I love God with all my heart. You know, we want to love our neighbor, but charity is loving people for the love of God. You know, Satanists feed the poor. Satanists go out and feed the poor. But if we're not doing our great works for the love of God, for the love of Jesus, then it's useless in the kingdom of God. It's useless. You know, we want to ask Jesus, Jesus, fuse me into your divine will today, because I want you to breathe in my breathing. I want you to pray in my praying. You know, it is no longer you who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through you. When you give over your life to Jesus. So before I pray, I say, Jesus, come pray in my praying. Before I come on the radio and I preach, I say, Jesus, come speak in my speaking. And when you're surrendered to God, Jesus wants to operate through you, because you were created to be an empty vessel to house God, the Father in your heart, Jesus flowing through your blood, the Holy Spirit breathing and speaking in your speaking, that you need to allow God to empty you before he can fill you. And that's a hard part. Jesus, when you come to Jesus, his only goal is to crush you. Jesus wants to crush you because he wants to crush out everything that's not of him. He wants to crush out everything of this world so he can place all of his divinity in you. Jesus wants you to be in the world but not of the world. Jesus wants you to walk in divine union with this one-on-one encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. One-on-one. When I walk into this world, I see every person, and I love person, the people with the heart of Jesus, because I can feel Jesus loving people through me. But really, it's me and Jesus. It's me and Jesus. And not only is Jesus outside next to the right hand of the Father in heaven looking down on me with the power of the Holy Spirit in me, but he resides within me. He resides within me because in the end of the day, there's going to be my works. There's going to be all the people I love, but I'm going to go to the throne of God, as are you, is Jesus. And it's going to just be us and Jesus in our soul. And Jesus is going to be directly looking at our soul. And he's going to say, are you filled with my love? Are you filled with my love? Because there's faith, hope, and love, but it all comes down to love. How much did you love people for the love of Jesus? How much did you surrender to Jesus? How much did you let Jesus empty you? God created all of creation. It's a love story. And God wants you to enter into this divine love story with him. Father, right now, I pray that you release the river of God upon everyone listening. I speak healing to your soul. Every place that's of your soul has been fragmented, I call it back to being whole now. I call you to be one whole person. Jesus said, I am one as me and the Father is one. I call you to be one. I release the love of the Father. The Father sent Jesus to reveal the Father's heart. Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. And God loves you with such an infinite love. There's nothing you need to do besides surrender to God. Let God love you. Let God fill you. Let God take you into your destiny. May the oil and the grace that's upon my life be released to you now. May the healing flow encounter you now. And may that interior voice that you can hear God, Holy Spirit, release that baptism. May the wind of God blow on you today. I love you. Jesus loves you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.